People in several western Iowa communities are still waiting for waters to recede so they can go back to their homes after the swollen Missouri River and its tributaries caused widespread major flooding this month. In other parts of that region, people are already back, and they're beginning the long process of assessing the damage and cleaning up their houses. The 200 or so people who live in Hornick in Woodbury County have been back in their community for over a week. IPR's Katie Pike has visited and found residents' problems are far from over.
When Fred and Pam Baker first approached their flooded home, Fred was taken back to the time he served in the Gulf War. He says the street looked like a war zone.
Just everything was just total destruction. That wasn't our street, you know.
It wasn't.
Their home's main floor was intact, but the basement was filled with more than 7 feet of water.
No one understands the power of water until you really see it. And you see upright freezers that weigh 800 pounds flipped upside down. That's powerful. It has power all of its own.
Fred and Pam got the water pumped out. They're now waiting for their plumbing and heating and cooling system to be fixed. They're getting their basement treated for mold. They've been staying with family in Sioux City, and Pam says they miss being in their own home.
I mean, we love our daughter and grandchildren to death, but at times it could get a little crowded at a home with 7 people.
Everybody has their own schedules, their own thing, but yet you kind of cross each other at the same time.
They hope to get back home in 2 weeks. For their next door neighbors, Chuck and Paula Rose, that wait could be much, much longer. When the Roses came home last week, all they saw was mud. Thick mud covered their family room, their dresser drawers, even Chuck's tools.
It wasn't a very pleasant day. Probably one of the worst days of our life.
We hugged and cried for how many? A long time. Just when we opened the door, it was just like, oh no, it's gone. I can't anymore.
They stayed with family about 5 miles north of Hornick for a little while. Chuck says they've lost so much. Classic cars, mowers, tools, and the recent renovations they've made to their home.
You don't know what to do every morning. You come down every day and walk around and pick up a few things and clean it up. Kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, a lot heartbreaking.
People have spent the last few days cleaning up and reporting to the city what they need, the appliances they'll have to replace, how many rooms might need drywall repaired, and if they plan to continue living in their home. Mayor Scott Mitchell says he gets it if some people decide to leave. Everyone is dealing with a new normal. But it still stings.
It's going to break my heart when people leave. Because we did everything we could to try to save this town. And I still honestly believe that today.
And Mitchell says he's already thinking about what can be done better to protect the city from future flooding. He says he never wants to go through this again.
I don't, and I wouldn't wish anybody in their life. It's very stressful and very hard on you. And it is very emotional to the whole thing.
As for Chuck and Paula Rose, they're moving into their camper and staying in a trailer park that Chuck built for a while. In about a month, they'll make up their minds on whether or not they can salvage their home. Neither wants to leave town.
I don't want a big town. I like my little town. You know, you go somewhere else and you're just, someone may wave at you and, or not. We all like to know each other in town. And we can all look out for each other in town.
In Hornick, I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.